This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather has been quite warm and sunny, offering perfect conditions for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle coastal breeze. As night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable, making it an ideal evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines first. Pressure mounts in Hamas as the group warns militants to abandon their mobile phones, fearing they are being monitored. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 3 hours ago. Also, Israel claims that airstrikes at Syria's Abu al-Duhur airport aimed to prevent Turkish military expansion. This follows an announcement by the government, reported by the Jerusalem Post 2 hours ago. Also this hour, the deadline for Iran to respond to a potential deal has expired, as Hamas continues to test the Gaza ceasefire. This development was covered by JNS 5 hours ago. Separately, Hezbollah's stronghold in Lebanon faces internal dissent, with Lebanese clans considering future changes. This report is from I24 News, coming in 44 minutes ago. And finally, the UK threatens sanctions against Israel following the opening of bids for E1 settler homes in the West Bank. This was reported by Forward in a story from 38 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Alex Plitzis, an American commentator, wrote just minutes ago that the U.S. is pushing Iran for a diplomatic solution. He notes Iran could delay or retaliate against regional oil and gas interests. Meanwhile, I24 News English posted earlier today about the complexities surrounding Israel's death penalty policies. They highlighted a discussion on the need for reform to include crimes beyond terrorism. Open Source Intel, known for conflict analysis, reported 32 minutes ago that a Palestinian attempted to seize a soldier's weapon near Rimonim. The soldier responded, neutralizing the threat, with additional forces arriving shortly after. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas, the group has issued a stark warning to its members to discard their mobile phones to avoid Israeli surveillance. Israel Hayom reports that this move reflects growing paranoia within the organization. The directive signals internal concerns about operational security amid ongoing tensions. Turning to the Israeli airstrikes in Syria, these actions reportedly aimed at thwarting Turkish military intentions near the northern border. The Jerusalem Post notes that Israeli intelligence identified Turkish troop movements toward Abu al-Duhur Air Base. This highlights the complex regional dynamics involving both Syrian and Turkish interests. Meanwhile, the ceasefire in Gaza sees renewed pressure as Iran's deadline for a diplomatic response has passed. JNS outlines the potential ramifications for regional stability, particularly if Iran opts not to engage constructively. This could lead to heightened tensions and affect the fragile truce in Gaza. In Lebanon, I24 News reports that Hezbollah's traditional support base is showing signs of unrest. Lebanese clans are reportedly reassessing their allegiances, which could weaken Hezbollah's internal control. Such shifts may alter the balance of power within Lebanon. Finally, the UK's threat of sanctions comes as Israel proceeds with settlement expansion in the West Bank. Forward reports that this move could strain diplomatic relations, particularly with European nations advocating for a two-state solution. The controversy underscores ongoing disputes over settlement policies in the region. On the economic front, first, the Tel Aviv Cinerama is set to transform as the city issues tenders for new office towers and residential spaces. Globes reports that this development will include 481 homes and extensive commercial areas. Separately, Wix shares have surged, more than doubling in the past 2 months. According to Tech, the growth is driven by the success of their Base 44 business, despite ongoing challenges with AI-related expenses. And finally, significant expansion plans are underway in Yokneam. Maariv Business notes that the city is preparing to add 3,300 housing units, alongside new commercial and leisure facilities. This reflects a broader trend of urban development within Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.